It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
We go to radio on the go because you're going. It's literally what it is. I got people exploding out of their houses everywhere in my neighborhood right now as they're heading out with their dogs and their kids and their spouses, and they're getting on to their day-to-day activities in their daily lives. And if they are, they're usually plugged into some level of a device. And if you got the Android, you got the iPhone, you got the iPoppy, you got the tablet, whatever the circumstances are, maybe you even sit at your desk going down with the clunky PC, well, we want you listening to us. How do you do that, you ask? Yeah, well, maybe you don't, because you already know. You download the apps. You go to iHeart. You go to Stitcher. You go to TuneIn. It's all there available for you, /talk, and we're right there live. You can also go into the archives and check out what's going on there and see all the past interviews and all that. We only get the brightest and the best here on The Attack and on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You throw on top of that the fact that if you are sitting at your desk, you can go to our award-winning website, the AVN Award, of course, and check out, you know, anything you want. Click on Listen Live. All the past interviews are there and all that kind of good stuff. You got a steady stream going on there. And that is a beautiful thing. So there's literally a multitude of options for you to get The Attack and any of the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So we encourage that, and we encourage that mightily. I got to talk to the jefe yesterday briefly, which was kind of fun too. I was calling in looking for Darren, and he picked up the phone. He was like, "Who's this?" I said, "It's Bob Black." "Oh, he's not here. Bye." So it was warm and fuzzy. Nah, it was good to hear Ron's voice. I hadn't talked to him in a while. So that was kind of a cool thing. And, you know, and that's the thing. You know, you go without talking to somebody for some time. Well, imagine what these troops go through, these kids. And we talk about it all the time on the American Forces Radio Network. They're out there. They're away from home. You know the drill. You know the circumstances. So if you see somebody in a uni, you know, think about what they're going through, the loneliness that they go through each and every day. You know, some go home, most don't. All right? So you see somebody in line, thank them, be on your way. We're on our way to a commercial. Don't go anywhere.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Quaker State Chevron or Havoline conventional motor oils and a MicroGuard filter for only $18.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with Quaker State Chevron or Havoline at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Brands may vary by location. See store for details. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back. back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Lumber Liquidators is celebrating the opening of our 400th store, so we're putting over 400 floors on sale. That means huge savings for you. Get pre-finished hardwood and bamboo up to 36% off, including new styles like Mediterranean maple and bestsellers like Silverstone bamboo. Take 25% off all Dream Home laminate and 10 to 15% off our best waterproof floors. More from just 49 cents, plus special financing and professional installation. Hurry, get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, you know, the weather up here literally has been yuck for about 4 or 5 days. It's got me dreaming of beaches. Started looking at some places to go on vacation. I'm going to take a little time here in a not-too-distant future. And I have decided that one of the top five inventions in the history of mankind is the bikini. It's I can live without electricity. I can live without running water, quite frankly. You know, I'll dive in the ocean, but I can't live without the bikini. The bikini is a beautiful thing. I like the bikini. It often dictates what vacation spot I will go to, I must say. And okay. And I live down by the water, so it's a beautiful thing. As we set the table today, Dr. Ian Smith, 40 after hour 2, and we will have that. Plenty to talk about in the world of sports, and it's more of a potpourri of everything that's been going on. No big story jumping out, although we have previews of the NBA playoffs as we go forward. To me, and I look at a couple of interesting highlights sometimes, and I say to myself, self, why is it that people take so long to get on board with some of this stuff? And I'm going to start in the National Football League. I have a couple of stories that I like and a couple of stories that I believe merit some attention, not the least of which is what's going on with Reuben Foster out on the West Coast. You know, John Lynch has taken a lot of heat because Reuben Foster had an interesting past coming out of Alabama. And he was criticized in some corners for taking a risk with him because Reuben Foster dropped. He was a very talented linebacker who dropped on the draft, and the Niners got him. And recently he was indicted on domestic violence charges, and everybody went, hey, you know, you got it. You threw away a draft pick and all this stuff. Well, it turns out, as our good friend Lee Corso says, not so fast, my friend. Now, his girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, as the case may be, called the cops, had him indicted, and they took him into custody, and the charges that they filed against him had him going to jail for 10 to 12 years. And the 49ers wisely let the judicial process play itself out. And what is starting to play itself out is the fact that it looks like Alyssa Ennis made it all up. You know, we live in the Me Too society, and one has to go on the assumption when somebody talks about domestic violence that the woman is telling the truth. However, sometimes they are not. And people's lives can be destroyed in many instances. And Alyssa Ennis said a couple of things in the preliminary hearing, evidently with no pressure and against the advice of her attorney, who did not want her to testify. See, and this is where it starts to get into an area where, you know, Shakespeare had it right. You know, first kill all the lawyers. It, for whatever reason, and I don't know what that reason is, she decided to, in her mind, tell the truth. She went on the stand in a preliminary hearing and said that Reuben Foster never put his hands on her and that she had lied a lot to authorities about this domestic violence, alleged domestic violence incident. She said she made up the story because she wanted to ruin his career, sue him for money. He broke up with her on the morning of February 11th. She also has accused a former boyfriend in the past, falsely accused, of domestic violence in Louisiana in 2011 when he decided to break up with her. He has spent time in jail because of this. His career has been placed in jeopardy because of this. And it said that she needed to tell the truth because she had to do the right thing, even if it meant admitting to previous lies to the police and to stealing money and Rolexes from Foster in the days leading to their breakup, or after their breakup, excuse me. She said, I was pissed and I wanted to end them. Wow. Wow. She apologized to the court. Apologized to everybody. Now, the judge, Nona Klippen, said she will take the time to consider the evidence before making a ruling next Wednesday. Now, what's going on here, and there was a weapon in the house, and that's possessing the assault weapon. Now, if they're going to go after him, that's where they're going to go after him. Everybody in the NFL has guns, legally, illegally, whatever the circumstances are. But this particular incident, she immediately left San Francisco and went back to Louisiana. Now, she told Detective Los Gatos, Detective Jim Weens, that she'd be involved in a fight in San Francisco, and she sustained her injuries there. He had doubts, but he didn't follow up with the authorities in San Francisco. And this is just piss poor detective work. You know, this is where, you know, people who don't do their due diligence. You know, he supposedly, you know, this woman goes in and talks to him, and he does no further background check on her, although he had doubts that anything happened in San Francisco. I mean, come on. People's lives are at stake in this. Now, according to Detective or Officer or Sheriff Ennis, whoever, according to Ennis, she sustained her injuries in a fight that took place in San Francisco on the night of February 10th, the day before the alleged incident. Got cut off by another driver. It was probably Robert. And no, I'm kidding. And Ennis said that she returned the favor, and then her and the driver of the other car began motioning each other before pulling to the side of the road, and then they had a fight on the side of the road. I mean, there was a 22-second video of the fight. She turned it over to her attorney for review, and then they turned around and they blamed the bruises evidently on Reuben Foster. I mean, this is hardcore stuff. And again, you do in the NFL is taking this very seriously. The authorities are taking this very seriously when it comes to this. And you do have to pay attention and obviously take an alleged victim at their word. And yet the DA is still insisting that the photos of Ennis's injuries are consistent with victimization of a possible fight with Foster. Well, it could have been a possible fight with anybody. She said she flat out lied. And he wants to move. He realizes the domestic violence stuff is going out the window, but he wants to move forward on the gun charge. Okay. He had a bullet in a gun that he didn't have a license for. Welcome to California. And they want to destroy this guy. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. He had problems at Alabama. They drafted him anyway. But, I mean, this guy was looking at 15 years in jail. Based evidently on a lie. And I applaud the San Francisco 49ers for standing by him until everything played out. They're still standing by him. Everything's not played out. We're played out. We'll be back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Attack Black. You. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, I don't know if Reuben Foster is a bad guy, a good guy. He flunked a drug test. He got sent home from a combine the year he was drafted. It doesn't make him a felon. And I don't know that this is going to cost him his career. I don't know that maybe he's got, you know, other issues to be dealt with, whatever the circumstances are. I don't know. I got to be honest. But it appears, anyway, that this particular story, it looks like it is false. And this guy may end up salvaging his career. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. But it's so important in today's environment to just have all the facts. It sounds like that they just didn't do their due diligence. And you have a prosecutor who has a big time target in front of him, who is determined to get him. And you know, prosecutors are ambitious. They don't make a ton of money. And if they can move up in the political food chain, they're more than capable of in my mind being compromised, but that's just, you know, my opinion. And again, I don't know if he's a good guy, bad guy, whether he ends up staying in the league forever or washing out. But don't forget, San Francisco traded back up into the first round to get him. And felt they got a major talent. You know, Saban talked about it during the draft that, you know, there were reasons he dropped, and actions have consequences. Now, if he's figuring it out, you know, young and stupid can be fixed. Now, it maybe he has a long career. Maybe he doesn't. You know, we'll find out. So, we'll find out. But this is interesting. And I the reason why I addressed it first is because it you know, every time you see something in the headlines involving players and domestic violence, it's 99 times out of 100, it's all legit and they get them. You know, and this is a horrible thing that's being paid attention to much more. Much more than it was. And rightfully so. But every once in a while, you're going to get one that's fake and made up because of the fact woman scorned. And they're going to want revenge. And evidently, this is what she is doing. And I think the onus falls on these prosecutors and on these cops to make sure that they're getting the whole story, not just, aha, we got another football player, or aha, domestic violence and Me Too and all this kind of stuff is met, and it's the flavor of the moment. You know, these are people's lives on both sides, the men and the women. It's just do it. So, Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks. Cleveland is going to be getting Hard Knocks. Now, John Dorsey wasn't too happy about it, and I think behind closed doors, he's still not very happy about it. He said they didn't want it. They didn't want any part of it. And then once they got selected, he was like, well, all right, maybe this is the right time now, and you know. So, we'll see. It's It's about a 50-50 split with Hard Knocks. Sometimes the teams tank. Sometimes the teams do well. Last year, there was Tampa Bay. They tanked. I understand why Dorsey doesn't want cameras following them around as they're going through the process of incorporating a new, hopefully, franchise quarterback, and they're working in second-year guys and third-year guys like Myles Garrett and all this kind of good stuff. Cameras in the faces, cameras in the locker room, cameras in the trainer's room, cameras everywhere, head coach's office. You know, there's been instances where it's been fun. Back to the Baltimore Ravens and Tony Siragusa and Ray Lewis running up to him and screaming in his face he wanted reparations, and, you know, them having a good laugh about it. And, you know, you remember Chad Ochocinco down in Miami with Philbin, and Philbin lost his job after that year. You know, they've been in Dallas Cowboy camp a number of times. It's if I was Cleveland, I would not want them there for a number of reasons. You've got there's great storylines. If you're HBO and you're looking to go down that road, it's there are great storylines. I mean, there's no question about it. You've got a budding quarterback controversy. You have, you know, the guy with the chip on his shoulder coming in to play quarterback, and, you know, he rubs his opponents the wrong way, but his teammates love him. You've got Myles Garrett coming back. You've got Josh Gordon, which is going to be its own storyline on the field. And, you know, if you're John Dorsey and you're Hugh Jackson, how much pressure do you want Josh Gordon to be under as he has cameras in his faces looking to see whether or not he, you know, falls off the wagon and lands in a pile of cocaine? I understand. You know, Dorsey had strong statements about not wanting to do it. And then evidently after Jimmy Haslam called him and said, well, we are doing it and we need this to ignite our fan base and get them all jacked about what's going to be going on in Cleveland this year. You know, he came back out and went in front of the cameras and said, once we sat down and talked about it as an organization, I feel a lot better about understanding why the time is right. You and I both feel that this team is in a good place and we're in the process of building something that will lead to success. They hope, because their jobs are on the line. Use first, and then John Dorsey's. But Hugh Jackson's job is on the line this year. I don't even know that 6 wins is going to be enough. We'll see. I mean, when you've won none, everything is a bonus. But what are they looking for this year? What kind of progress? Because teams, and, you know, I've said it ad nauseum, teams have to learn how to win. First you win a game, then you win another one. When you're coming off no wins, can they go 6-10 and he still holds on to his job? I don't know, because he ain't John Dorsey's coach. Now, there would be argument for it. In the continuity factor, you have a brand new quarterback who has to learn a new playbook, who has to beat out the guy in front of him, who has to show that he's a leader on this team. Hugh Jackson is supposedly the quarterback guru. So with all that in mind, if you're looking for continuity going forward as Baker Mayfield tries to advance his career, Hugh Jackson is the guy. But if they get 3 wins or 2 wins, that's not enough progress. They will win games this year. Will 6 be enough? Will 8 be enough? Will 7 be enough? If they get to 8-8 and they go 500, I don't think you could fire Hugh Jackson. 7-9? Maybe same deal. 6-10? Maybe same deal. Anything less than 6? He's probably out the door. And now you have the specter of HBO Hard Knocks and their cameras being in there for training camp. You know, like I said, there's plenty of storylines. Multiple number one picks, all the number one picks from last year, an evolving tight end, Jabril Peppers, Myles Garrett. I mean, look, the stories are endless. And one of the storylines that they're going to do is focusing on whether or not the fact that Hugh Jackson is on the hot seat. Well, we all know he's on the hot seat. And you're going to see multiple cutaways. And don't kid yourself, they do a lot of editing in the film room to make it look like certain things are happening at certain times, where you's going to be running the team through its drills, and John Dorsey with his arms crossed, looking at you from the sidelines, judging whether or not he needs to be the head coach. When in reality, you's probably just eating a sandwich, or you's running him through the drills, and Dorsey's eating a sandwich and coming out to get a little sunshine. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it's tapping the brakes. We're going to continue that right after this, and then some TO talk. That's exciting.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to you. Drink responsibly.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats, the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. And just a heads up, G3 is still offering a $1,000 military appreciation discount off all our package boats in addition to any other rebate. Hey, join the G3 life at g3boats.com.
Life in the fast lane, baby. How we doing so far? Yeah. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Story telephone number. The Attack Sports Byline USA. Sirius Satellite Radio. Yeah. There are pros and cons to the exposure. Cleveland football certainly needs a jolt. You think about the last 2 years, though, in the draft, and I'm not even, maybe I will go into the later rounds. You know, in the 2017 draft, they picked up 3 first-round picks. And that was all due to Sashi Brown. Now, Sasha goes bye-bye. John Dorsey comes in. And I would think it fair to say that the results were pretty good. And, you know, again, Myles Garrett, once he got on the field, was good. Jabril Peppers, they bounced him around a little bit, and they're still trying to figure out exactly how to use him. But the results were pretty good. And then David Njoku is very raw. But the results were pretty good. He was pretty productive, and in the red zone, he was a good target for them. DeShone Kizer, who they drafted 52nd, they've moved on from him. And, you know, unfortunately, and I don't put this on you, Jackson. I don't put this on DeShone Kizer, honestly, or Sashi Brown. But he, when it was determined that they were going to go quarterback with the number one overall pick, he was done in Cleveland. And it wasn't fair to him to keep him on the roster. So they put him in a position where maybe he can sit behind arguably one of the five greatest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL and Aaron Rodgers and learn how to read the defenses and not make knee-jerk reactions. Don't forget, from a physical perspective, DeShone Kizer looks the part. He's big, he's strong, he has a big arm, and he makes a lot of mistakes. He did in college, and he made them, you know, as well in his brief time playing in the National Football League thus far. Doesn't make him a bad person. You know, Larry Ogunjobi out of Charlotte, he's good. They're going to get used. That 2017 draft for Cleveland was darn good. And then you take it to 2018, and you start out with Baker Mayfield. You make the pick at 4, which, you know, not everybody was good with it. But they made their decision. You know, in theory, and granted, you're going to have to pay these guys too down the line if they continue to evolve. But in theory, you got a lot of good players. I mean, you start with Baker Mayfield. Is Denzel Ward, you know, Denzel Ward, he could end up being great. Everybody's criticizing, well, you know, Bradley Chubb should have been the guy there. I don't know. You don't know. They felt in Greg Williams' system that was the direction they needed to go in. And then you take it into the second round. They think they got a terrific interior lineman in Austin Corbett. They liked him better than Will Hernandez. Okay. They didn't really reach. The overall ranking for this kid was 40. They took him at 31. All right, well, 33, excuse me. And then they immediately turned around and drafted Nick Chubb. So, I mean, you know, you're talking 4 picks in the first 35. And the previous year, 3 first-round picks. If out of the 7, if 5 pan out, you've got the core of a superb football team for a long time. Now, one of them has to be the quarterback. Because honestly, if Baker Mayfield falls on his face, the only thing they're going to remember is that he didn't succeed. The other six guys could succeed out of the seven, and all they're going to remember is that Baker Mayfield didn't pan out. So, you know, when you look at their draft overall, and I'll throw another one in there. In the third round this year, they went with Chad Thomas out of Miami. Now, I don't know how good this kid's going to be because allegedly he was an underachiever. They drafted him with the 67th pick. Overall, he was rated 162. So if you want to say that was a reach, well, we're going to find out. Yeah, maybe he makes the team, maybe he doesn't. But they think they found something with him. I don't know. The theory is he can get upfield, and that's what their evaluation of him was. But when you look at Emmanuel Ogbah, who's coming back off injury, but they think he's 100%, Carl Nassib, Myles Garrett, passing on Chubb. Now, if he turns out to be a gold jacket defensive end, thanks Dave Gettleman, because that's part of the lexicon now. I want a gold jacket guy at the top. You don't know if you're getting him or not. You're going to find out. But on a team that lost a lot of football games, drafting a defensive end was not a high priority for them. And, you know, they made it plain that it was not a high priority for them. They took a flyer on a first-round talent, second-round talent, with a troubled history in Antonio Galloway. He's a slot guy. He's going to play right away if they can keep him on the field. But he fell to the fourth round for a reason. And that's because of the off-the-field stuff. So, you know, Dan, and oh, by the way, there's another storyline for Hard Knocks. So, you know, again, you look at this and you say to yourself, why would you want to do this? Well, sometimes you don't have a choice. And Jimmy Haslam wants to reinvigorate the fan base and get them passionate about Cleveland Brown football again. Brown fans are great. Brown fans have put up with tons of crapola over the years. You know, losing the franchise for a while and then with the insurance from the NFL that they were going to get their franchise back. And they did. And they've been in the toilet ever since they got it back because they can't find a quarterback. Sometimes they made the wrong choice. Sometimes the wrong choice made them. You know, don't forget, going all the way back, and I like listening to Brady Quinn on the NFL Network. I find him a pretty interesting listen. But going back to Brady, they thought they had the guy. He looked the part. He was the part. 6'3". You know, he's only 33 years old. In theory, he should still be in the league. Just wasn't that good. You know, and he's not the first to wash out. He's not the last. But he wasn't that good. In theory, he should be winding his career down now. And he wanted to play for Cleveland. That was the dream. Phil Savage drafted him. Phil wanted to trade back into the first round. I mean, they took Joe Thomas first, which, you know. He almost ended up with Baltimore. He almost ended up with Kansas City. But then Savage swung a deal with Dallas. He shipped the 36th pick and the 2008 first-round pick to the Cowboys for the 22nd and drafted Quinn. And he went through the same thing in the draft room that Aaron Rodgers did, and you know, as they were, all teams were passing on him going down the road. As it turned out, they were right. And who knows how it would have turned out? Had he not gotten hurt in 2008. You know, he took over from Derek Anderson. I mean, they went 10-6 and in 2007 with Derek Anderson, but everybody knew Derek Anderson wasn't going to be the long-term starter. He lost his first game, he beat Buffalo, and he broke his right index finger, which affected his throwing motion, which yada, yada, yada. But then from there, it became interesting for him and the Browns, and as we'll pick it up on the other side, I'm black or not, don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Black. You know, and then we were talking about Brady Quinn before we went to the break. And again, he had surgery on his finger in 2008. He was never right after that. And then, unfortunately for him, the culture with the Browns kind of went in the wrong direction. They hired Eric Mangini, didn't give him any time. Kellen Winslow Jr., Braylon Edwards were traded. Rob Chudzinski got fired. You know, then all of a sudden his receivers were Mohamed Masakwai and Josh Cribbs and Brian Rubisky. You know, they were 1-11 and they won the last four games. Yeah, then he gets traded for Peyton Hillis. He thought he had a future with the team, and he went to Denver, and Denver didn't like him. And yeah, he was out of the league by the time he was 29. He worked out with the Pats. He went over to Miami, worked out with them, and he was just a camp arm by that point in time. He also had a Lisfranc foot injury. It happens. This is what happens in the National Football League sometimes. So there's no guarantee that all of a sudden everything is going to turn around. For the Cleveland Browns, and everything is going to be hunky-dory. There's no guarantee. Health, washouts, drugs, you know, the whole thing. But you look at Brady Quinn's story, 33 years old, he should still be in the league. And here he is talking about the fact he's going to need more back surgery and more foot surgery in the next couple of years. So, you know, you keep it in perspective. Coming full circle on this, Hard Knocks is going to be very entertaining in Cleveland, and the fan base is going to be very entertained. Let's tap out for this hour. When we come back, we'll have more fun and frivolity here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.